Welcome to Cover 4. If you're a Section 4 football fan, you're in the right place. This is your podcast. I'm Coach Smith, and I'll be your host. Buckle up. Let's go. The Cover 4 podcast is made possible by TDS Performance Improvement. 60% of first-time leaders fail. TDS Performance Improvement prevents these failures by assessing, training, and coaching the right people for the most important responsibility in the world, leading people. Are you prepared to lead people? Visit TDSPI.com and click on Find Out. Welcome to Week 2 of the 2023 Section 4 football season. In this episode, Roger Neal and I will analyze the Cover 4 podcast, Games of the Week. Hit it, Roger.
Well, you know, Tim, coming up this weekend, Class B Division III action, there should be a good one going on at the home of the Spartans, the two-time defending Class B state champions, Maine and Well. It's an afternoon game scheduled for a 2 o'clock start between the host Spartans and Owego. Nickname for them, they're the Riverhawks. So the Riverhawks, for the first time, will match up at Maine and Well against the Spartans. And the Riverhawks are coming off an opening day win. They were able to hit for 20 points in the second half in their opener, went on to beat Newark Valley 34-14 last weekend. Now, the Riverhawks have a new head coach in Patton Taylor. He takes over the reins for longtime coach Steve Verkler, who had 30 years of coaching experience at the helm in Owego. And for the coach Taylor, the newcomer, he says that a key in the game against Maine and Well, and there's got to be a lot of keys because the Spartans are so strong, but he says he needs each player to do their job. They can't wander off. They can't leave their position. They can't miss assignments. They've got to carry out the assignments to perfection if they hope to be able to hang in there against the high-flying Spartans. Now, for the new coach, Patton Taylor, he's no stranger to the program. He's been now his third year as strength and conditioning coach at Owego, and he also was an assistant football coach before taking over the head coaching duties. What about some of their standouts? Well, Brendan Schofield was a standout in the opening day win, 101 yards on 16 carries. Not only is he a running back, but on defense and outside linebacker. Joe Palladino also had a big game, 75 yards rushing. He's a wing back and also plays safety on the defensive side of things. So that's the look that Owego will bring into Spartan Stadium. What about Maine and Well? Well, they're off and flying once again. A huge win over Chenango Valley to open up the schedule. The back-to-back state champions under coach Matt Gallagher rolled to a 68-12 win over CV. Matter of fact, the Spartans were up 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. Quarterback Austin Nyshot takes over after being a wideout. He takes over the reins for standout Anthony Policare, who's since departed after graduation. Last year, the New York State co-player of the year in Class B, Adam DeSantis, is back to help lead things on the line, both offensively and defensively. Tanner Burlingame, also a preseason first-team All-State pick from the defensive side of the ball. Nyshot had a great opening game. He's got plenty of targets, too. Vinny Mancini, the junior who can fly. Also, Sia White, who had some big runs, the senior running back. So the Maine and Well Spartans are loaded once again. And again, they open things up with a big 68-12 win over Chenango Valley. So coming up Saturday at Maine and Well, it'll be Owego looking to knock off the high-flying Spartans in a highlighted game in Section 4 Class B action. Tim?
Thank you, Roger. Excellent setup and setting the table for our listeners. Great job, Roger. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This brings us to our second game of the week, which is a Class C matchup between Chenango Forks and Watkins Glen Odessa Montour. The Blue Devils travel to Watkins Glen Odessa Montour to take on the Storm Friday evening at Alumni Field. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m. Chenango Forks is coming off a 0-8 loss to Windsor in the Hogan Bowl. Chenango's first loss to Windsor since 1998. It's highly unusual for Chenango Forks to be shut out, and it's equally unusual for them to be on a two-game losing streak dating back to last season. Chenango Forks gained 141 yards rushing on 38 attempts. 67 of those yards were attributed to Chris Boyle. Quarterback Jesse Stevens was starting his first game and threw the ball very well, but did have an interception. His primary target was Finn Stark, who caught six passes totaling 52 yards. The Storm come into this game with a 1-1 record, fresh off a 26-15 come-from-behind win over the Lansing Bobcats. The Storm dug themselves an early 15-0 hole to begin the game, and they cannot do this against Chenango Forks and expect to win the game. When Chenango Forks is leading in a game, they rarely lose. The Storm produced 293 yards of total offense, 231 yards on the ground, and 62 yards in the air. Predominantly from Ryan Willett, who gained 66 yards on 13 carries and scored two TDs to go along with two interceptions. Brad Gillis rushed for 80 yards and 34 yards receiving. Thomas Snow gained 188 yards on 12 carries and scored one touchdown. Quarterback Gavin Lohmeyer was 5-for-9 passing for 62 yards and a touchdown. The Cover 4 podcast keys to this game are Chenango Forks needs to generate more offense. This begins with their quarterback, Jesse Stevens, and their two primary offensive threats, Chris Boyle and Finn Stark. Chenango Forks D played real well last week, holding Windsor's high-powered offense to 8 points. They will need a similar performance to stop the Storm's Big Four. Again, Waxlin, Odessa Montour, the primary ball handlers, are quarterback Gavin Lohmeyer, running back, defensive back Ryan Willett, running back receiver Brad Gillis, and running back Thomas Snow. Watkins Glen Odessa Montour needs a strong defensive start and cannot fall behind early like they did against Lansing. Coming back against Chenango Forks is very difficult, to say the least. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Tell your friends to visit cover4.com and be the next fan up. Your inputs are never out of bounds. In football and life, it's not where we line up, it's where we wind up. Thank you for listening to the Cover 4 podcast.